Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. This is number 5 in our series, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God. And in this one, we are going to see how human life develops in the womb. Amazing and fantastic pictures that we are going to see. But as we began to cover last time in Psalm 139, so let's go there, and let's see what David was praising God about concerning how he was made and how much understanding they really had scientifically as to how human life comes into existence. And this couples with what we saw there in Job, the 33rd chapter, where Eli said, "The Spirit of God has made me." Now, that is done with the genes and chromosomes that are contributed from the father and mother, and the two shall become one flesh and reproduce their children after their kind, after God's kind. Isn't that something? And each one individual. That's why you can know God loves you, God cares for you, God created you, God made you, and for a very special purpose and reason. And everything that we have in this world and everything that we see around us and on out into the universe is made for the greater family of God. In God's schedule, in his way. But the first step is to know, why were you born? From a speck of dust to a son of God. Verse 14, Psalm 139. I will praise you, for I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Your works are marvelous. My soul knows it very well. My substance was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and intricately formed in the lowest parts of the earth. Now, that's just a simile concerning what the womb is. But notice what he says here. My substance. Now, that's what they call the first begettal right after the egg has been penetrated and begotten by the sperm. That is called substance. There is life in that substance as electronically defined by the 480,000 volts of declaring a new begettal. Now, when you're first begotten, when they look at it, it is just substance, and it begins to develop and develop and develop. And like it says here, let's read it in Psalm 139. Your eyes did see my substance, yet being unformed. And in your book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. See, so all of the information of who you are and what you will be is contained in the genes and chromosomes at the instant of conception. That's when life begins. And that life begins with God's Spirit interacting to form you. And it's all set in motion, continually made. And isn't it something? They are all numbered. Do we not have what is called the genome, numbering all the genes and chromosomes of people? We know there are 23 chromosomes from the mother, 23 from the father. So we all have 26 chromosomes. But we have thousands of combinations of genes. And they thought, well, if we get the chromosomes, then we can number the genes. But now they've discovered that it goes out almost into infinity with the variation and variety that there is. So we'll begin now, and we will show some of the pictures. And think of this about you when you were formed in your mother's womb. This first picture is an amazing picture, because this is what you look like when you are 4 weeks old in your mother's womb. Here is the forming of the head and the face and some of the rest of the body. And just like it says, All my members were numbered and were knit intricately together. This is the beginning of it. At this point, you're probably not much larger than, I think they said, about 2.5 meters. This is another picture of you at about 4.5 weeks to 5 weeks. And as you can see, you are developing. Here's your head, beginning of the eyes. Here's your back. And now the umbilical cord is forming. And here is a little yolk that will be absorbed into your body. And evolutionists look at that and say, oh, see, that proves that, you know, we came from animals. And this shows the progression from just a simple life into, well, now we look like a salamander here. Isn't that something? And that really shows us that we came from evolution. How come we turn out to be human beings then? Not many people have figured that out. So this is something. Now we'll take another look at you at about the same age, and we will also see the size of the placenta. So here's a picture of it. What a human being looks like at 5.5 weeks, 4.5 to 5 weeks, somewhere right in there, and here is the placenta. Isn't that something now? You're already quite well developed before your mother even realizes that she is pregnant. Now, this is still a human being, being formed, being made. And so if there is an abortion, you're killing a human life. Because you see, everything has been separated. Everything has been going. The heart starts beating. The blood vessels are there. Every major section of the body, as we will see, is right there. In this next picture, we see an artist's conception of the same thing. Here is the little fetus growing. Here is the umbilical cord. And this is the amniotic sac, or the sac of where there is protection with the amniotic fluid cushioned so that life can develop. Now, this is at 26 days right here, and you're 1/8 of an inch long. How about that? Now, viewed from the back, the bending of the embryo at both ends is shown, and the primitive segments mark the appearance of the third germinal layer and the mesodermal between the two original ones. In other words, it's showing how life takes place here. In this, they already have the forehead, the eyes, the mandible, which then is the jaw, the mouth, the pharynx, the three upper visceral and neck and arches, aorta, heart, future trachea, esophagus, future spine, beginning of the liver, veins, umbilical cord, future bladder, rectum, and also the body stalk. All together, there you are, at 26 days, 1/8 of an inch. Isn't that something? So you see how wonderful and tremendous that this is. So if there's an abortion, you're taking a human life. Now let's look at this again from another perspective, and you will see how wonderful that this is, how God has protected this new life in the womb of its mother, so that when it comes time to be born, what a tremendous thing that is. And then you will begin to understand one of the commands in the Bible, which is that God has all the firstborn males which are his, and the firstborn of females then are also dedicated to God in a special way. Here we see in this next picture the womb, and we see the little baby in there. What a perfect and wonderful thing. Just think of the mechanisms, the hormones, the feeding, and everything that the mother provides for this brand new human being to grow and develop. And it is activated by the spirit of man, which comes from God, and the spirit of God is forming in every mother who is pregnant a new child. And so that there is life, there is health, there is strength. This is why every mother has to really watch her diet, watch what she eats, takes care of her life, do the things that she needs to do to protect and preserve the life. Now, at this point, at 26 days, that's when a mother first really understands, and by test they have today, that you are pregnant. In the sequence of these pictures, we see the development of the face. Here is where it is very young, 4 weeks, about a fifth of an inch long, only the face and forehead are protruding. Then there are the three neck arches, which are there, seen behind the big head. Here we have the second one, which is 5.5 weeks, and you are 2/3 of an inch long, and the eye begins to develop. And here is the retina because of the pigment in it. The lens is formed. In front of the pigment, just above the eye, there is a faint indication of a developing eyelid. The ear is still placed rather low on the head. At 8 weeks, here you are, 8 weeks, 1 inch long, and you are a recognizable human being at that point. Now we see more face below the eyes, but the lower jaw is not yet fully developed. It's coming. The ears seem to be lower than they should be, but as the skull develops, they will come up. And at this point, the lower parts of the face will grow rapidly, and the baby's neck will stretch out, and the proportions will gradually become more adult. All right, now let's jump ahead from 2 months to 4 months. There it is, 4 months old. Fully human at this point as far as the rudimentary development. 6 inches long. The chin is still tiny and distant between the eyes seems too wide for such a narrow face. The eyes themselves seem a bit too big. The eyelids bulge under the eyebrows. This is because the eyeballs are quite big from the beginning. Later the face will catch up. So God has a way of knitting everything together as it says in Psalm 139. Isn't that amazing? Here we have a closer shot of the whole head. Look at that. You can see how the bones of the skull are being made, and right here in this area is what is called the soft spot, which remains there. So when the baby is born, these four bones will move together to that soft spot so that the skull will actually compress so it can pass through the birth canal. Also, we see here the hands, and this is at 1/2 inch long. There we go. Not something? How can anyone say that's not a human being? And 5 weeks is probably when the majority of abortions take place. Very similar, you can see the arms are growing, the hands have developed and so forth. And now here we see the placenta, we see the other things that are here and how all of this comes together. So there's a human life. Can't tell if it's a boy or a girl yet, but there it is, being made and fashioned by the Spirit of God right in the womb of its mother. Again, showing the same thing, maybe just a little bit older, see how the body is all coming together, the arms, the hands, the legs, and here we can tell it's a little boy at this point. Now, what I want you to see is the umbilical cord and then the placenta. That is a special creation which takes place only during pregnancy. And I know, having seen all of our children born, that that placenta turns out to be quite a big thing by the time the baby is born. But what we need to understand is that the baby's blood is fully active, and the baby's blood comes down through the umbilical cord into the placenta, where there is what is called osmosis. The blood of the baby and the blood of the mother never mix, but the nutrients from the blood cells of the mother pass through the lining of her uterus into the lining of the placenta and brings food and nutrients and oxygen from the breath of life that the mother has. So it is the mother's breath of life that keeps the baby alive, participating in the mother's breath of life, until it is born and ready to come out of the womb and breathe on its own. And here we have just a little bit older that we've been talking about, but again showing the protection and the cushion and the lining. Here is the sac with the amniotic fluid. This is called the amniotic sac. And here again we see the umbilical cord coming over here to the placenta. And at this time, now it's ready for a great deal of growth because the baby is almost fully formed, but still yet so very, very small. Isn't that amazing? All of these pictures showing how human that the life is at this point, though being very small. Again, we see the baby developing more, the fingers are developing, the arms are growing, everything is growing continuously in its form, the way that God said. Everything is knit together and it is all numbered. It follows by the number of the creation of the genes that God set in motion through His Spirit and power to make this new human life. So you see, God is involved in all creating of human beings wherever they are. And so God's plan is great and unique. Just think, because there are so many human beings, yet a lot of them don't know God, they don't know the truth, but their day will come. But think that God is really preparing and working to expand His family. And so it's important that you know and understand His plan. What is God going to do? How is God going to do it? And let's just state right here that from the time of conception, because you are who you are with the joining of the sperm and the egg, you are that person, a speck of dust, unyet developed, preparing to be born as you are growing and developing in your mother's womb. Now, in this picture, we have a good deal of growth taking place. At this point, the baby is 11 weeks old and 2 inches long. The eyes are closed, dark shadows showing through is the pigment in the retina, and short, clumsy fingers on the tips of which nail beds are forming, and you now weigh a whole 3/4 of an ounce, about the weight of an average letter. This shows the development of the hands. First picture, 5 weeks old, 3/5 of an inch long. The hand is part of the arm that grows most rapidly and appears first. So your arms and fingers sprout already like they're budding. There are no joints yet. 5.5 weeks, over here, you're 3/5 of an inch long. And the end of the phalanx of the fingers has protruded beyond the webs. Then what we see, that this baby, which is 4.5 months, 8 inches long, and the thumb is already a good thing because it's learning how to nurse by sucking its thumb in the womb. At 5.5 months, nearly 12 inches long, the nails are ready to come out. All the babies pictured have their arms flexed, which then is the most comfortable position for them to be in. So that's quite a picture, isn't it? And yet some people still have abortions at 4.5 months and 5.5 months. Isn't that amazing? Now, they supposedly have outlawed the trimester or the third semester of abortion, even abortion up to birth. They supposedly outlawed it. And they used to take and have the baby partial birth abortion, suck out the brains, collapse the skull, and then use the brains for scientific experiment. But now that's outlawed, so what do? They just get a long needle and syringe, and they kill the baby in the womb, and then it's stillborn. In this picture, we see the development of the hand. Here's about 6 weeks, 2 months and a week, after 5 months. Notice that the fingernails are developing. Isn't that something? Everything in its time, everything in its place, everything as God has determined. This is how God makes human beings in the womb of the mother. And up here we have 8 weeks, 1 inch long, 4 months, 6 inches long. At that time, we see the development of the eyebrows, and notice a lubricant and a protection to keep the baby from becoming waterlogged. So the skin, when it is born, is also slick, and that helps the baby to be born. But look at that. A human being. And just think of the cruelty of killing a wonderful little life like that, just because of the selfishness of the mother and perhaps the father, that they don't want to be bothered with the baby because it interferes with their lifestyle. Now we see the baby at about 4.5 months here. Everything is developed. Look at how the sutures in the skull, where that gives flexibility to the skull, and they remain all of our lives because our brains can grow as we develop and use them, and that stays with us all of our lives. Here we see the eyes, we see the nose, the mouth, we see the hands. This next series, we see the development of the leg, and it grows just like a branch out of a plant. Here we see the umbilical cord, the legs, the feet, the toes. That's quite a thing, isn't it? You know, about this time, this is what the baby's using. Boom, kicking mom, boom, kicking mom. And they know that there's life in there. Now, let's also understand as we look at this that babies react to music, to sound, to love, to hatred, to violence. And all of those negative things affect the child and affect its brain and its emotions, even in the womb. So it's very important that you keep positive thinking, that you don't have violence, that you don't have music which is contrary to human development, like rock music and rap music and all of that sort of thing, because babies can hear, babies can feel, babies have emotions. As you can see here, the baby that is there, it can hear, it can feel, it can react. And they've actually had pictures when the instrument of abortion takes place and comes up into the womb of the mother and begins to get at the baby, either the head or the arms or the leg, that the baby pulls back, trying to protect itself from the intrusion of the murderers with their instruments of death. Here we see this is it at about 4 months, almost 5 months. Look at the size of the placenta. Look where the placenta comes, right down into the child's belly. And the nutrients come from the mother by osmosis through the placenta, down through the umbilical cord, and feeds the baby. Now, at birth, all of that stops. And here we see the eyes develop, the nose, the ear, and everything, and this is at 4.5 months, 10 inches long. Let's see what else takes place. And you think that this is just by evolution? Think of the incredible number of mistakes that would have to take place. Nothing can work perfectly unless it's from a perfect God. Now, what I want you to see is the incredible how the vessels go in. Here the brain is developing, it needs to be nurtured, the ear is fully formed, the head is fully formed. Now it's at this point here about 5 months along, but look at it, complete life. Look, the neck is formed, everything is ready to go. That's why even babies born at 6 months, if it's properly taken care of and nurtured, can live. It's ready to live. And yet a lot of women have abortion at this age. Incredible, isn't it? This is quite a shot. 5 months old, 10 inches long, fully formed, hands, arms, head, mouth, nose, eyes, legs, everything all ready to go. Isn't that something?
All it needs, a little more time, gain some weight, and be born into the world, a new creation of God. What a fantastic thing to understand. Here we see the baby at 5.5 months old, and it's 12 inches long. Now notice, it can grab the umbilical cord. It can suck its thumb, open its mouth. Isn't that something? Now notice the eyebrows, and you can see the white wax that is on there, which protects the baby from becoming waterlogged in the womb. Now this shows a baby at about 6 months old again, taken from the backside. You can see that the head, the neck, the shoulders, the arms, the fingers, everything is all developed, all through the Spirit of God, by the numbers, knit together in the plan that God has to recreate human life in the womb of its mother and to recreate us in His image. Everyone unique, everyone separate, everyone special. That's why we need the Word of God and the truth of God, so we understand who we are, where we're going, and what we are doing. Now let's come back and review Psalm 139, beginning in verse 14. I will praise you, for I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Your works are marvelous, and my soul knows it very well. My substance was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and intricately formed in the lower parts of the earth. Your eyes did see my substance, that very first picture, yet being unformed. And in your book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! And doesn't that describe the development of life formed by God's Spirit in the womb of its mother? That's how you came. That's how I came. That's how every human being was born, by the same process. As Paul wrote, in Him we all live and move and have our being. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Coulter saying, until next time, so long, everyone.